For the past 3 years, Microsoft has been using its cloud-based operating system, Azure, to squeeze more efficiency out of its own buildings. The software allows them to pull together hundreds of data points, everything from where energy goes to the weather at that time, says Chief Environmental Strategist Rob Bernard.
If you know it's going to be an extremely hot day, for example, and the wind is blowing at night and the energy is cleaner, you know, doesn't it make sense to consider pre-cooling your buildings so that you can use clean energy, and you can also use less energy when everybody else is asking for energy?
Bernard says so far they've seen a 10% energy savings in 13 of Microsoft's buildings. And now they're joining forces with the City of Seattle and a nonprofit group of its building owners to apply this technology in less predictable settings. A pilot project funded with a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy will use Microsoft's tools in four diverse buildings: the Seattle Municipal Tower, the Sheraton Hotel, some Boeing offices, and a UW Medical School building. Bernard says the data goes much further than just telling a landlord they need to upgrade some leaky windows.
You may decide that because of the wind patterns and sun loads, that it turns out the windows on the north side of your building from floors 3 through 15 are a problem, right? So where before you may have replaced everything and spent a lot of capital and disrupted all of your building, may be able to be much more intelligent about how your renovation.
The goal is to reduce energy use by 10 to 25%, even in buildings that are already LEED certified for efficiency. If they're successful 6 months from now, they can market the software and services to hundreds of other buildings. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.